Sabrina Carpenter makes me want to let her make me fall in love. Welcome to Shrek Attack. I'm Shrek. I attack. I do attack. However, the intro had nothing really relevant. It's just last week I came back, and this week is kind of getting back into the groove of things. So, you know, 2 weeks in a row, that's something we haven't done here for a while. And this week I decided instead of doing Shorsy's just kind of on a little hiatus right now, I guess, because it's no longer the new thing to talk about that will last a while. If people go listen to it, it'll make sense. So I can talk about it whenever. I wanted to talk mostly about some scheduling I want to kind of handle, and then I want to kind of go on a couple rants just to kind of get back in the groove. I don't know, rants, confessions, whatever. So first off, we aren't going to do Shorsy until I need content, I guess, because it happened back in May, and it's now pretty much fucking October. Some things happening right now are football. Life is Strange Double Exposure comes out. I believe the early access is in like 2 fucking weeks, so I have a lot of Life is Strange content to get through, play, and talk about. And then other games are coming out. I still have anime to talk about. There's just so many things on our plate to get to that I'm not 100% sure what my full schedule is, because I have the quarterback tier ranking that I want to do yearly, overrated, and I have something to talk about, which I'm going to get on to my first point. Now, this might be something that comes up later whenever overrated and I do get together, but Sabrina Carpenter is everything that Sydney Sweeney wishes she was. Like, I was watching a TikTok. That feels weird to say because I don't really get on TikTok. I have a friend who really likes Sabrina Carpenter and has made me a believer. And I was watching her perform Juno. If you know, you know. If you don't know, yeah. So, I was watching her video, and let me tell you, I never knew a 10 second TikTok could be like fucking 2 years long. So I was watching it and I was like, yeah, you know, the lyrics are like, you make me want to make you fall in love. And I'm like, yeah, you can make me fall in love, sure. And then I was like, holy shit, this is what most dudes online are talking about whenever they look at pictures of Sydney Sweeney. The only thing is, Sabrina Carpenter has talent and a personality. Like, whenever I watch a Sydney Sweeney TV show, film, whatever, I feel like she's just herself, and she's hot, so it works for her. And then I see her in interviews, and she has the personality of a fucking fish. I don't know. Just does not come off as interesting. Doesn't, like, I don't know how to describe it. Like, I'm a bland person, and I think she makes me look fun. But whenever I watch Sabrina Carpenter interviews and whatnot, I'm like, holy shit, she has a personality. Like, I understand why so many people fucking like her. And I, like I said, I've become a Sabrina Carpenter believer, truther, over the past, like, month. So, yeah, thanks to the friend that put me onto her. And I don't know if that's so much of a confession or not, but, like, that's why I said maybe confessions. But we got to get into the kind of rants here. Of first off, let's talk about UPS. UPS, a real shitty company, who wanted to charge me to send back a product because I wasn't home to sign for it. I called them and I told them I want to, I missed the thing. I expected to miss the thing. I was at work, And whenever I got it, they were like, this is the number. You can call and reschedule your delivery. Well, I called and I was like, hey, is there any way that you could come after 4 o'clock? Because me, like so many people who work day shift, are going to be at work. Like, I'm going to be at work between the hours of noon and 4. Actually, 4 is whenever I typically get home, but if that's the final, you know, chance I have, odds are I'm not making it. So they're like, yeah, no, because of the route, we cannot come after 4. They will be somewhere else. We will not change the route. I say, okay, well, this was Wednesday. I was like, can you hold it until Saturday? And they're like, no, we will try Thursday and Friday because that's what's on our schedule. And if you're not there, we will ship it back and send you a bill. Literally what they told me. And I was like, okay. Okay, so because I'm telling you now that I cannot be here, like, what am I supposed to do? I'm pretty new at my job. You want me to take a day off to sit at home to get my package? And they're like, well, we're sorry about the situation. I was like, you're not fucking sorry about the situation or you would work with me. I said, can I send it to the UPS like partner place here? And they're like, yeah, but that takes 48 hours. That's incredible that it will take until after my final chance. I'm not like, I wasn't having it. So shout out to Melissa because she came and sat at my house while I was at work so that I didn't have to miss work to sign for a phone, and then she put together this fun little scavenger hunt for it whenever I got home. So she kind of saved me there, and like UPS can fuck right off. You like, honestly, if you have to ever sign for something for UPS, sign fuck you. And they told me they would talk to T-Mobile. Well, I called T-Mobile and T-Mobile tried to get hold of them while I was on the line with them, and they ignored T-Mobile. So yeah, UPS can fuck all the way off. Fuck UPS. I had a lot of other things that I was like fired up about this week, but past couple days have been pretty good, so I kind of forget what they were. I'm in this new kind of stage in life where I pretty much just try not to get too, my highs aren't too high, my lows aren't too low. Try and stay pretty mellow. Because, I don't know, I'm getting older and stress is bad for me, I guess. And I've made a podcast based off rants. So, instead of just wasting everybody's time thinking about what I want to rant about, let's just get right on to EA. Yeah, so EA, it's a good thing college football turned out to be decent. And I would even say a good game. Because Madden, from everything I've seen, absolute horseshit, dog shit, whatever. How do you still have exclusive rights to this? I mean, I understand it's probably more difficult to get into this when I could understand, and I don't have the time to do the proper research for it. But I am a guy who got Madden every year. I fell for the tricks every year. And this year, it's like, I'm going to wait until it goes on a discount. And I don't even want to do that. Like, I just don't want the fucking game. Because every time I look online, it's just, like, there's no reason to get it. Last year's game was the shortest I've ever played. I don't even think I made it Christmas. And now this year's game, I don't even want to get it around Christmas when it drops down to, like, $20. From what I've seen online, it's somehow shittier. And then they come out with Football FC, whatever the fuck they're calling FIFA now. And they base a game based on soccer, teamwork, 11 on 11, soccer, team, like, how is this a thing? They based it on one-on-one matchups. Now, this is just what I'm seeing online. Videos, Twitter, whatever. It seems that this game is very much based on one-on-one matchups. And then whenever like teams get together to double team or whatever, it becomes very unfluid and the game's just not fluid. This was supposed to be like their best soccer, whatever, FIFA, whatever they're calling it, FC, football. I assume that stands for football club. Game. This was supposed to be like their best one yet, and from everything I've seen, it's absolute dog shit. Like, EA is such a joke of a company, And I, listen, the college football team, the devs for that game, because each game has different devs, are a very passionate team. But I was telling my friend the other day, I don't want to get college football next year. Like, I am pretty content sticking to the college football I have now, because I believe once they go to a yearly cycle, it's just going to become dog shit like every other one. These games these days cannot be in yearly cycles. We gotta put at least 2 years between games. And I know that will never happen because people, like I once was, buy the game every fucking year and it makes bank. But we need to stop. We need to stop buying these fucking games, dude. I can't, for the life of me, play another shit game of Madden until it's actually improved. And maybe it'll be enough whenever I take a few years off. Like, at this point, I don't think I'm playing this year at all. Unless it becomes free on PlayStation Plus or something. If I really want to, I can get on Game Pass on my PC. I just don't typically want to do that. Because my PC games are mostly my multiplayer games. I don't need Madden taking up space on there. So, I just, maybe after a few years I'll notice a difference. But for now, the year-to-year game, I don't need it. And I'd rather spend $60, $70 on the show every year. Even though I found out that like 4 months at the end of football or at the end of baseball season, right before playoffs, the show apparently just goes on PlayStation Plus every year for free. So I might not be paying for that anymore. But like, the show is a much better game than Madden. I've seen people be like, yeah, the show's not in a good place, and it's very much a if it's not broke, don't fix it situation. I understand why people are like sick of things not changing, but sometimes you don't need them to break the game, and I think that's where the show is. I'd much rather play the show for hours upon hours. A Quidditch game just came out. It's pretty fun, but I don't know. It's kind of like a Rocket League game where I want to play it with friends. I tried doing the solo career mode and I don't care for it. Which, I mean, I got it for free, whatever. But, you know, as a Harry Potter fan, that's kind of a bummer. As a Harry Potter fan who really, really, really enjoyed the Quidditch on GameCube, it's kind of a bummer. I just think it's too dumbed down, almost. And, I mean, the elf was a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun online. But the thing is, it wants you to do a career mode, and then you have like an entire team you put together. It's not just you playing a career. So from what I've seen, from what I've played, it's just not for me. I got to get into some Life is Strange games. I want to replay Before the Storm, the original, and I think there's one more game I'm drawing a blank attached to the original. It might just be a little something, like a little bonus episode or something, before Double Exposure, because those are the characters that are going to be in Double Exposure, or at least Max. We have not had Chloe or anyone confirmed yet, but I do want to talk about like True Colors in Life is Strange 2. I don't know if I'm gonna replay Life is Strange 2. To me, it just wasn't, it was not a replayable game. I might just watch a quick review on it to talk about it. I might watch a quick review to do a quick review of it. But True Colors absolutely deserves its own discussion. It was a real good game. I still need to play Steph's episode. Steph, very good character. Love Steph. And at this point, I just feel like I'm rambling. So, I don't know. Like I said, I want to get back in the groove. I did this mostly to get 2 weeks out in a row. I think next week will be a Life is Strange discussion. And then the week after might be a Life is Strange discussion. And that might just be until Double Exposure comes out. We might just talk about a lot of Life is Strange. So, yeah, you know, follow me on the social medias. Follow me on here. On my personal is at the real B Shrek, not the ogre. If you type in at the real B Shrek or the real B Shrek, at the real BSCHREC, and I don't pop up, I don't have it. Simple as that. That's my username for everything. Shrek Attack has a Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok, although I haven't posted on any of them for a while because I've been kind of a hiatus focusing on my new job. So I appreciate everybody who has come back to listen to me. I appreciate new listeners. Hey, there's plenty of content. There's a whole first season if you need to catch up, if you like my voice. Also, if you like my voice, check me on High Top Sports every Friday. Apparently, I'm just back full time. At least it's been pretty consistent this year. We'll see if that continues. I kind of live life day by day. But the one thing I want to bring back consistently is this podcast every week. Now that my recording room is not a billion degrees, I think I will be able to do that. And now that I'm not in a slump and kind of caught up with my new lifestyle, I think I'll be able to do that. So sorry, this has been kind of a rambling, not too much going on, but I think it's a good episode to get me back on track to doing this weekly. I mean, time will tell. Stay awesome. Thanks. Hit the fucking music.
Yeah.
I didn't edit this video, and I think that's going to become more of a norm on my, like, just open talk ones. And then the edited ones will be the ones that, like Life is Strange next week, where I actually have a focused topic. Because these ones, I just kind of want to be candid and, whatever. So, I have a lot of things to do today, and maybe once I get a better schedule down to where I'm recording ahead of time, that these come together and I have time to edit, but right now I gotta start some fucking laundry and shit. And yeah, so I hope you enjoyed. Thanks.